Section 4, Playback and Navigation. In Section 3 of this audio tutorial, we describe to you the concepts of bookshelves. In this section, we'll show you how to play the content within the bookshelves and how to navigate it. The key concept to remember here is that you're going to use keys 2 and 8 to select the navigation level and keys 4 and 6 to move along the bookshelf within that navigation level. Think of 2 and 8 and 4 and 6 as a cursor cross. 2 and 8 are up and down arrows, and 4 and 6 are left and right. Don't worry, it will become very apparent as we show it to you. You will also be utilizing the go-to key. This is the key just above the number 1 to perform many actions as you use your bookshelves. I'm now holding my stream in my hand, and we're going to move to the Talking Books bookshelf.
Talking Books 2. Books 2.
Call of the Wild.
I'm on Book 2 of the Talking Books bookshelf, and it's a Bookshare book. It's called Call of the Wild. Let's move to the first book by pressing number 4.
1.
Climbing the Highest Mountain.
This is Climbing the Highest Mountain. It is an audio Daisy book. Let's show you the navigation levels that are available for this book. Again, this is done by using the 8 and 2 keys.
Page.
You can move by page.
Time jump, 1 minute.
You can move by time jump, and we'll get to that in just a few minutes.
Phrase.
Phrase. This is generally the smallest unit of measure that you can move to within a Daisy book. Well, except if it's a text Daisy book, and in that case, you can move by line, sentence, and word and character. But if it's an audio Daisy book, such as this, then phrase really is the smallest unit of measure, and generally is a paragraph. But the thing to remember here is that this really is dependent upon the content producer of the Daisy book itself. Let's continue on.
Level 1.
Level 1 is generally defined as being a chapter.
Level 2.
Level 2 is generally a section.
Level 3.
And level 3 is generally a subsection.
Page.
And now we're back to page. Let's give you an example of how you actually do this navigation. Let's start playing the book.
When traveling to Norway,
I'm going to move to the beginning of the book first so that we have a good starting point. We mentioned just a little bit earlier the use of the go-to key. I'm going to use that. And the way you can get back to the beginning of a book very easily is by going to page 0. Let's press the go-to key just above the number 1.
Go to page.
Type in a 0.
0.
And press confirm.
Page 0.
You can also use the go-to key immediately followed by the play key to return to the beginning of a book. Let's go ahead now and listen to our book.
Climbing the Highest Mountain.
I just paused the book, and I'm going to move by page using the number 6 key, and then I'll move backward using number 4. Watch.
This is page 1, chapter 1, The Norwegian Mountains. Page 2. Before we continue to elaborate on this page 1, chapter 1, The Norwegian Mountains.
Beginning of book.
When I press number 4 again, it just took me back to page 0. To the beginning of the book. Let's move by heading level 1. In this case, that would be chapter. Let's go down to that.
Time jump 1. Phrase. Level 1.
Let's press play.
Climbing the Highest Mountain. This chapter 1. The new chapter 2. Traveling to Norway. Chapter 2. Traveling. Chapter 1. The Norwegian Mountains. Climbing the Highest Mountain.
You heard chapter 2 twice because I let it play just a little bit and then I moved back with number 4. So as you can see, 4 and 6 move us along the book depending upon the navigation level, and 2 and 8 select that navigation level. Let's go back to the beginning of the book.
Go to page 0. Page 0.
And let's show you another feature by using the fast forward and rewind keys. I'm going to press play and then hold down the fast forward key and watch what happens.
Climbing the Highest Mountain. This is simply a dungeon.
1 minute.
It is necessary with some basic equipment to come.
2 minutes.
It forward. You simply start from any position.
5. End of book.
I'm now at the end of the book. This is a pretty short book, but you can also use the rewind key and hold it down and jump by longer time jumps as you hold down the key. Let's go back to the beginning of the book by going to page 0.
Go to page 0. Page 0.
Now, when I was doing the fast forward function, I was holding down the key. For the first 4 seconds, it does a normal fast forward. And then if you hold down the key for 5 seconds or longer, then it will jump in longer jumps as you hold down the key. The longest jump length will be 5 minutes. And then you'll simply just jump within that 5 minute increment. So from 5 minutes to 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and so on. And you can do the same thing with the rewind key. If you simply just tap the key, let's show you, then you'll just jump by 5 seconds or so.
Climbing the highest mountains, for those who make things. Most people in the world, probably less than 1% of the population on this planet, has actually seen them.
Let's go back.
Hence, its population on this planet has, in fact, probably less than proper attention to the mountains in North. Most people in the world. Chapter 1.
So as you can see, we can move forward and backward, either by just tapping the key and move by 5 seconds, or you can hold down the key for up to 4 seconds, and it will perform a normal fast forward or rewind. If you hold it down longer than 5 seconds, then it will jump in longer intervals as you hold down the key. Let's show you time jump. Let's navigate to it.
Level 2. Level 3. Page. Time jump 1 minute.
Currently, we have our time jump set to 1 minute, although this can be adjusted, and we'll show you that in just a minute. Let's start playing the book.
The Norwegian Mountains. Say about the age of the Norwegian Mountains. Highest mountain in Norway.
I'm going to stop here, and I'll press the Where Am I key.
Where am I? Page 5. Heading 5.
Section 1, 3. The Gullhøpiggen.
So that's where I'm at within the book. And I can go ahead and continue to play and press the number 4 key and jump 1 minute backward. Watch.
Situated in a region called Section 1, 2. The equipment.
I'm going to pause it and press the Where Am I key again.
Where am I? Page 3. Heading 4.
Section 1, 2. The equipment you will need.
If you would like to be able to adjust the time jump setting, let's say you want to jump by maybe 5 minutes or 10 minutes, this is how you do it. You'll use the menu key. This is key number 7 on the numeric keypad. Go ahead and press that key now.
Menu, navigation and playback, loop, disable.
And move down using 8.
Time jump, 1 minute.
And then you can use 4 and 6 to navigate to the time jump setting that you would like. I'm going to move forward using 6.
5 minutes. 10 minutes. 1 minute.
And we're back to 1 minute. This book is only about 5 minutes long, so this is not really a good example of how this could be used, but we'll get to an example of where it can be. So let's set it to 5.
5 minutes.
Make sure to press the confirm key to make your selection.
Selected.
And then press cancel.
Leaving menu.
Now, the time jump setting is set to 5 minutes. Let's go back into the bookshelf and move to our second book within our Talking Books bookshelf.
Bookshelf. Talking Books. 2. Books. 1.
Climbing the highest mountain.
One thing that I want to show you here is the use of the go-to key again. Let's say you had maybe 10 books on your Talking Books bookshelf. It'd be a lot easier if you wanted to go to book, say, 6, to do it this way. You could simply just press the go-to key.
Go to book.
Type in the number that you would like. In this case, I'll type in a 2.
2.
And press confirm. Now you're on that book, and you can simply press play.
It describes the copyright ownership, if any, and any legal restrictions on the use of this Bookshare.org digital material which govern your lawful use of it.
This is the beginning of a Bookshare book. A lot of times you'll see the copyright information and restrictions at the beginning of each book. Let's now explore the navigation levels that are available for this Daisy or Niso book.
Page. Phrase. Line. Sentence. Word. Character. Level 1. Page.
So these are the navigation levels that are available within this book. Screen may be available as a navigation level depending upon whether or not pages are marked up within the talking book itself. If the talking book is not marked up very well, you can also press the Go To button twice quickly.
Go to heading.
And type in a heading number. In this case, on this book, I only know that there is only one heading, so I'll press the number 1 key.
1.
And press confirm.
Heading 1.
If you were to try to go to a heading level that was not available, then you would get this error. Let's go back here.
Go to heading.
Let's type in 2.
2. Heading 2 does not exist.
It would tell you that that heading does not exist. Remember before how we talked about time jump? This option is not available when reading this type of a book. However, you can still use fast forward and rewind. Let's show you that.
Call of the Wild. Notices to copyright status.
1%. 2%. 5%.
In this case, you're not jumping by time, but you're jumping by percentages. If you were to use the Go To button just once, then you could go to a specific page if you knew the page numbers within the content. But also, you can go back to page 0 to get to the beginning of the book.
Go to page 0. Page 0.
We're now at the beginning of the book.
Call of the Wild.
Let's go back to the bookshelf now.
Bookshelf. Talking books. 2. Other books. 7. Books. 2.
Victor Reader's Dream.
We are now on the Other Books bookshelf. This Other Books bookshelf can contain MP3 files, Ogg Vorbis files, WAV files, and even Audible content. We'll get to Audible in Section 9 of this tutorial. Let's show you the navigation levels that are available.
Time jump, 5 minutes.
Time jump.
File.
And file. Let's go ahead and navigate by file here.
File, 2.
Stream demo on Tech Talk July 23, 2007. MP3.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to welcome you to...
This is a recording that's available on your Stream CD, and let's show you how time jump would work within this content. Let's move up.
Time jump, 5 minutes.
And let's start playing the book, and then we'll press the 6 key, and then move back with number 4.
This is, of course...
Transfer books and music from your PC.
And press the number 0 key on the telephone number pad. Windows USB drive. So if you're afraid of the recharging.
School books.
Use our speakers very shortly.
You can also do fast forward and rewind here. Let's show you how that works. Let's play the book again.
First, though, I want to tell you that as you go along and listening,
One minute.
Talk about it. Without further ado, I'm going to...
2 minutes.
So as you can see, you can jump by time here by simply holding down the fast-forward key or the rewind key, and the same concept applies. If you just tap the key, it will move by 5 seconds. If you hold it down for about 4 seconds or so, you'll perform a normal fast-forward. And then if you hold it down for longer than 5 seconds, then you'll jump by longer and longer times as the key is held down. You're kind of limited here, at least with MP3 file, Ogg Vorbis files, and WAV files, as to what type of navigation you can perform. We'll get to what kind of navigation you can do with an Audible book, though, in Section 9. The stream really handles that quite nicely. The go-to key here,
go-to file,
will allow you to go to a specific file. I know, for example, that there are 2 files within this folder, so if I go to file number 1,
1,
and press the confirm key,
file 1,
stream audio infomercial MP3.
I can play it.
Download your favorite books and MP3s on your stream and leave home with your library in the palm of your hand.
Let's go ahead now and move to the next bookshelf.
Bookshelf, other books, 7, music, 1, book.
We'll come back to music in just a minute.
Text files, 5, books, 1.
Humanware, company profile text.
This is where you can put text files and HTML content. For a text file, here are the navigation levels that are available.
Line, sentence, word, character, screen, paragraph, line.
And those are the navigation levels. Let's go ahead and start playing this book, and we'll show you how you can narrow it down to a word and then actually spell that word. Let's go ahead and play.
Back to you in seconds, and the brilliant range of Braille displays.
I want to know how to spell brilliant. Let's go down to word navigation.
Sentence. Word.
And move backward.
Braille. Range. Brilliant.
There's the word. And let's navigate to the character navigation level.
Character.
And let's now spell the word.
B. R. A. I. L. L. I. A. N. T.
Now, if we are looking at an HTML file, then the navigation levels change just a little bit. Let's show you how that works. Let's go back to the bookshelf.
Bookshelf. Text files. 5. Books. 1.
Humanware. Company profile text.
And I know that the HTML file that I'm interested in is near the end of the bookshelf here, so I'm going to navigate backward.
5.
NLS. NLS Book Selection HTML.
And here are the navigation levels that you can see here.
Line. Sentence. Word. Character. Level. 2. Level. 3. Level. 4. Screen. Paragraph. Line.
The main difference here is that you heard level 2 through level 4. These levels correspond to header markings that are contained within the HTML content. HTML files can have up to 6 different level headings, or heading level types. The stream will only show you the heading levels that are available. So, for example, if there were only heading level 1 and heading level 3 tags, then you would only see heading 1, or level 1, and level 3 navigation levels. Some HTML content isn't really marked up very well, and so you really can't really honestly depend always on these heading levels. Be very careful, you might actually jump to the end of a book depending upon how the bookmarking is done. The file that we're viewing came from the National Library Service's Digital Talking Book website. If you're using a screen reader, such as Window Eyes from GW Micro or JAWS for Windows from Freedom Scientific, then you'll be able to browse that website by different heading levels, just like we can on the stream. The really nice thing about their website is the ability to browse by heading level 3. This allows you to jump from author to author on the website. Once you have found the author that you're interested in, then you can switch to heading level 4 navigation within your screen reader and browse each title for that author. Let's show you an example. I'm going to move down to heading level 3.
Sentence. Word. Character. Level 2. Level 3.
Let's go ahead and play this.
The fun of it. Notes from Fair Acres. Wilder, Laura and Galls. West from home.
Level 4.
And we can go ahead and play here, and then we may have to jump back with number 4 to actually hear the book. But if you just continue to let it play, it will also read the book titles to you. Really, this is a way of jumping quickly to find a specific author or section or something like that.
Letters of Laura Ingalls Wilder. The Ides of March. West from home. Letters of Laura Ingalls Wilder. San Francisco, 1915. Wilder, Laura Ingalls.
Let's go back to the bookshelf to the textbooks that are available here.
Bookshelf. Text files. 5. 1.
Humanware. Company profile text.
One of the navigation levels here is paragraph.
Line. Sentence. Word. Character. Screen. Paragraph.
And while it's available here, it will not be available on a Daisy Talking Book because the phrase option or phrase navigation level supersedes that. Just keep that in mind. Let's go back to the bookshelf.
Bookshelf. Text files. 5. Notes. 1. Book.
And we're now on the notes bookshelf. And we can only navigate by note here. So if you try to use 2 and 8,
note,
then you can only navigate by them. And the go-to key here acts as the go-to note key.
Go-to note.
And let's go to note number 2.
2. Note 2.
And let's play it. This is note 2 on the stream. And it stops. It does not continue on to the next note. It will only play the note that you're currently on. Let's do a number 4.
Note 1.
This is a note. This is a test note on the stream. Again, you're not going to automatically be moved to the next note. Let's go back to the other book's bookshelf, and I want to show you something here about how playback works.
Bookshelf. Notes. 1. Talking books. Other books. 7. Books. 2.
Victor Reader Stream.
3.
Vocalizer.
I'm on Vocalizer here, and I'm going to navigate by file.
Time jump. 5. File.
And I'm going to go ahead and play one of these and show you what happens.
File. 1.
Vocalizer speed 100. MP3. You are listening to a sample computer voice that could be used to let you read DAISY text-only books such as those from Bookshare. More books are becoming available in text-only format. They are less complex for libraries to produce, take less storage space, and can be downloaded more quickly than recorded books. However, you must listen to the material using an artificial computer voice like this one. DAISY talking books have the advantage that you can navigate in the book, much like you would in a print book. You can jump from chapter to chapter, section to section, directly to a page number from the table of contents, or even place electronic bookmarks that you can return to later.
You are listening to a sample computer voice that could be used to let you read DAISY text-only books such as those from Bookshare. More books are becoming available in text-only form.
When you're playing other books on the bookshelf, it will move you from file to file. I have 2 files in here, and the first file played, and then the second file played, showing you basically the same content, but at a faster speed. However, in this case, it will not move you to the next folder. This is because within the other book's bookshelf, all of the files contained within one folder comprise one book. Let's go ahead and let this play. I know this may not be understandable to many of you, but let's go ahead and let it play and watch what happens.
They are less complex for libraries to produce, take less storage space, and can be downloaded more quickly than recorded books. However, you must listen to the material using an artificial computer voice like this one. DAISY talking books have the advantage that you can navigate in the book, much like you would in a print book. You can jump from chapter to chapter, section to section, directly to a page number from the table of contents, or even place electronic bookmarks that you can return to later.
End of book.
And it says end of book. It will not take you to the next folder. Let's go now to the music folder.
Bookshelf. Other books. Set. Music. 1. Book.
Let's show you how you can navigate here.
Folder. File. Folder.
You can navigate by folder and file. Let's go ahead and navigate by folder here.
Folder 2.
Latin.
File 1.
Latin Jazz MP3.
Folder 1.
Jazz.
File 1.
Oceanside MP3.
So as you navigate by folder, it will play the first file name within the folder, and it will actually start playing that content for you. The nice thing about the music folder is it will go ahead and play all of the music within a folder, and then it will go ahead and move to the next folder and continue to play your music. One other feature that you can do within the music folder is set it so that you'll get random music play within your music collection. This is done by using the menu key.
Menu, navigation and playback, loop, disable, random, disable.
So you have either enable or disable.
Enable.
You must go ahead and confirm this selection.
Selected.
And then cancel out.
Leaving menu.
And you must restart your play of your music for random to take effect. Let's go ahead and press play.
Folder 1.
Jazz.
File 2.
People Train MP3.
File 1.
Oceanside MP3.
Folder 2.
Latin.
File 1.
Latin Jazz MP3.
One thing that you want to make sure that you do during this kind of a test is to make sure that you're navigating by file and not by folder. We only had a few files on the stream, so if you have a lot more files, you'll be able to tell even more how random it really is. I'm going to go ahead and go back into the menu and turn random off.
Menu. Navigation and playback. Loop. Disable. Random. Enable. Disable. Selected. leaving menu.
And I've selected it and then canceled out of the menus. One thing to remember here is that when you're playing music, you can adjust the volume and the rate of the music itself. Let's go ahead and show that to you. I'm going to go ahead and press play. And I'm going to
speed.
Go ahead.
Tone. Volume.
Turn it down just a little bit here. And then keep in mind that if you select the speed, like this, then the speed of the music will increase. But if the music were in stereo, it would revert to mono. This is just a normal side effect of the stream and is something that you should definitely expect. You could even slow it down. Let's turn the volume back up.
Tone. Volume. Volume 6. Volume 7. Volume 8. Speed. Speed minus 2. Speed minus 1. Speed 0.
And we're back to normal speed. Let's play the music. Let's go ahead now and talk about what we've learned in this section. We've learned how to properly navigate the bookshelves on the stream, using 2 and 8 to select our navigation level and 4 and 6 to navigate along that navigation level. We've talked about the go-to key and how it differs depending on the type of bookshelf you're on. We've talked about time jump and the use of the menu key to allow you to set those selections. We've talked about what happens in playback and the different types of bookshelves within each folder. And we've also talked about random music play. This is also configured within the menu.